to Real Talk, Real Faith. Mm-hmm. We're doing our second episode on body image, self-confidence, things like that. And we have our guest again, Regina. Would you like to say hi?
Hello, guys. It's me again, Regina.
So before we get into the topic, like we did last episode, mm-hmm. I'm going to ask some questions. Mm-hmm. The first one is, what is one fact about you that might surprise others?
Fact. I actually look really young.
You do. I still don't really know how old you are.
And I just turned 27.
Wow. Now you look like my age.
Yeah. It's actually worse when I cut my hair. I look like 14.
Wow.
I have a tiny...
That's a talent.
Yeah, I'm so weird about that.
Some people wish they could look like that.
You know what's funny? They used to make fun of me when I was young because of that.
Because you looked young?
Well, because I was really small and tiny. Okay. They used to call me... there's this bird... I don't know the name. I know only the local name, but I don't know the name here. But I don't know if it's a mockingbird or something like bird or something like that. So this bird doesn't grow. Mm-hmm. So when you see the bird's mom, grandparents, and the bird that's like baby bird is the same. Yeah. People used to call me that back home.
I don't have any facts. If I think about one, I'll insert it here. But for our next question is, would you rather be rebuked by a talking donkey, like Balaam, or would you have to lie to your husband to give your favorite kid the best blessings? These are not great options.
Very not great. I mean, a donkey rebuking you?
Yeah, it's like completely degrading experience.
I know. And then... I was thinking like... Yeah, I think I'll do that. I'll lie to my husband to keep my favorite child. But that is also not so
sad.
That'll actually make me... You know what? No. I think
the other one knows that you lied. Right?
You know what? I'd rather be rebuked by the monkey.
Nope, I would know. But it's like Esau definitely knew that his mom...
Yeah. I would rather be rebuked. I like peace. I don't want my kids.
Yeah.
When I know.
I would go with the donkey too.
Yeah, the donkey. Oh my God, donkey.
It's like a one-time thing that you get over it, right? But if you mess with your kids, it's forever.
Yeah.
So the next question is, would you rather work for your mother-in-law for 7 years and marry your crush's brother, or work for your mother-in-law for 14 years and marry your crush?
Hey.
Either way, I mean, staying single is not an option. Yeah. You either get the brother for 7 years, it's half off, or you work 14 years. 14.
Yeah. 14.
Four, 14 years. And there's 14. No marriage in heaven. So it's only on earth that you're going to be together. Just throw that in there.
I'll go for 14 years. Okay. Yeah. Trust me. No, serious. No,
you can't stay single.
I know me. I would not say that 7 years and marrying what I it's not what I want. No. I'd rather just go ahead and so far get what I want. Yeah. Yeah, I would do
I
that.
I have to agree. Yeah. Staying single's not an option. Oh my God.
Yeah. But there's a reward at the end, it's your crush. That one I want.
Cause then you can go for
the easy.
Well, I'm not going to follow up with this. I've been working for 7 years.
What if I work for 14 years and then we work, you know, like, I don't even watch him. And even that, what am I going to do now? I'm not even that. While you're with him and then all of a sudden you realize, ha, this is what I worked for 2 years for.
It was wasted. But then it would be better. You can fall in love with the 7 years. I would be less upset if I worked for 7 years and then I just fell in love with the guy that I ended
That's
up with.
True.
Yeah, or if I worked for 14 and I realized the crush is not it. That would be bad. So before we get in, one last question I want to ask is, what's been your favorite song during this week?
I wouldn't say it's a favorite song, but it's a song that came to me when I just... So I prayed, like I prayed so hard, and I was praying for something, and the crazy thing is that I don't really know the song I listened to. Mm-hmm. It's not something I've just heard like a couple of times, and then after prayers I slept like in the morning, and that's the song that woke me up. It was singing in my mind, the song "To Be True Cool."
Oh, okay. God, that's done it for me.
Yeah, I was like, that song put me at peace. I went on Apple Music. I searched it, and I was playing the whole day. It's like, wow. This song was a message. He has done it for me, what I was praying for. So yeah, this and currently this week, this is like my highlight music. That's
good. I think for me, I don't know if I've said this in our last episode. It's My Worship by Prosper Ochima. I don't know how to say it. But My Worship, I just like the first part. It's like, as the elders bow their knee, laying down their golden crown, so I bow before you, or something like that. But it's just like very humble. Like, I just like that first section. Then like the alabaster box where Mary poured her oil on you, so I pour my all to you. Like, I think that's just something I'm trying to do right now, is to let God come in more in my life. So it's like being very open. I like the openness in that song.
Yeah. Steins.
Thank you. So for today's episode, we're talking about body image. Because mm-hmm. last episode, we talked about self-confidence. Mm-hmm. So I want to start off with, how would you describe body image? Like, if you had one sentence to describe it, how would you do that?
More like how you view yourself.
Okay.
Like how you, view yourself.
Okay, that's good. I would say the same thing. So, building on that, how would you evaluate your relationship with your body image right now?
I would say that is an, I want to say, how would I?
Yeah, how would you, how would you evaluate your relationship with your body image, right?
Oh, so right.
It can be relative, like, compared to how it was in the past.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Girl, when I was young, I was skinny. Ah! See, people go to the gym to lose weight. I went to the gym to gain weight.
I have not been skinny since, like, fifth grade.
Girl, I was skinny. I was so skinny. See, I was so skinny. And the crazy part was that my parents are actually into like food, frozen food importation.
Oh.
So they're like, how is it that you have meat?
You have all this food.
And you don't eat. Mm. The thing is, I didn't really like food. It was not in my nature. I'm not, since I was a baby, my mom had to tell me a story of how they have to force popcorn down my throat.
Wow. Yeah,
this is popcorn and fun ice. Yeah, I did not like food. I remember I was not, I was that child that would only eat the fish. I didn't even eat meat. Only eat fish and drink the soup. Yes. I was like that frustrating child to my parents, because they're like, if you don't eat, you're going to die. Eat, eat, eat. Yeah. And then growing up, I was kiddie. Oh my goodness. What did they call me? Chingilingi in Ghana. And trust me, a Ghanaian listener to this knows what chingilingi is. Skinny person. Yeah, skeletons. Yeah, look. Oh, yeah. They'll go like some of them used to hold me and then shake me like paper. I say, oh.
Girl.
I have suffered, trust me. And then I had a deep bite. And oh my God, they used to call me Gaucho Ronaldinho. Do you know why? I used to look like Ronaldinho with my teeth. You see Ronaldinho with his teeth? Yes. And I was skinny. But look.
That's so creative. That's so me.
See, there was this time my mom came to school looking for me, because we went for like a trip, and I wasn't back. But we weren't back because we were delaying. Our bus got into some issue. And my mom came looking for me, mentioning my name. Do you know what? They didn't know who my mom was looking for. Like, Gaucho. My mom was so mad. See, people have laughed at me because I was slim, to the extent my mom had to hold my hand. Well, I warned the kids to not laugh at me, yes. So growing up, I was really, really skinny. And then I also, my teeth. So I wore braces for like 6 years. So I would not, I used to walk around and hold my mouth like this. I would not talk, I would not smile. Because first of all, I believe that my teeth was making my mouth look ugly. Yeah, and I was skinny, and I did not like to. But the thing is that, funny enough, I was a very active child. No, I was very introverted. I'm very, very. I like to do stuff. I like sports and all that. The good thing is that my skinniness made me a very good fast runner.
I can't really tell you.
So I used to do 100 to 200 meters, and then growing up, what happened? Yeah. And then I think in 2016, when I was like too skinny and I couldn't wear the clothes. First of all, I was shocked by the kids section. I would my the smallest size was not me in the adult section, because like size,
it's stupid. Yeah,
yeah, it used to be size 8 usually in Ghana. Usually size 8 was 8 because it was UK.
Yeah,
and then size 8 is like a big.
Yeah, like here I think it's 0 that we have.
For yeah. I it's kind of the one place that I really find my size and I'm very happy.
Yeah,
because of my skinniness, I even became tomboy.
Yeah,
I wear baggy
little vibe.
Yes. So my mom will buy me big shoe, big shorts, big shirt.
Ah.
Yeah. So they all see that I am like a paper. Isn't this more thing
now? Like evolution or something.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't so much, but what actually used to get to me when I was young was that I spoke different. And I walked different. And I didn't know how I was doing anything different. Yeah, that one used to get to me. That one used to make me cry. It's like, why?
It's not something you're conscious of, right?
No, yeah. It's not something I was conscious of. And yeah, and I think 2017, I started working out. Oh. See, look, I was so skinny. You know what I used to do? You see, I cannot, even now, I can't do it. You see, egg. Mm-hmm. I read somewhere that when I eat raw egg, I'll gain weight. So yes, I will not the egg and yeah, just to try to gain weight. Yeah, I have tried. Look, and I have a no. They said the cook one would too. It will work. Yeah,
protein evaporates.
Yeah, so I would do that, and I still did not gain weight. And then I started working out, and then I gained some weight. And then guess what? Now I work out now, and people are like, "Oh, you have a nice body." You don't know.
This is a funny word.
You don't know. Don't know how we got here. Even now, so I easily lose weight. So, and the thing is, I don't really like food. So gaining weight was also a very hard thing for me. Like eating, I had to like force myself to eat, pump myself with meat.
Yeah.
And I don't like protein shake at all. Yeah, I don't. I'm not somebody that can drink it.
It's like peanut butter.
Yeah, I heard it works, but what am I going to eat a peanut butter with? I don't really eat bread that much. Yeah, I don't. I do.
That one just tastes too sweet, but it's not putting. I don't like that. What are you doing? But it's not putting banana.
In 2017, when I was doing protein shake, trying to gain weight. Do you know how hard it was? I couldn't swallow cucumber.
I can't do that either.
I can't swallow oats, and apparently oats is
oats is very good.
Yeah, I can't blend it.
But I it's still supposed to be I feel still the fact that I go like it like you know.
Bang. So like you don't like oat fufu?
No. I know. Oats is honestly be something that comes out when I take it in. Yeah.
My experience is the opposite. I'm mid-sized,
mm-hmm.
but like I was just always like since like grade 6, mm-hmm. I've just been like that. And then it's like when I got into high school, because there were a lot of like skinnier people, and then like the social media thing too, like it's just like slim, thick, or like skinny people on the internet. It's like, okay, well, I'm obviously like 5 times bigger than some of the people I'm seeing on the internet. It's like the confidence. I know it's the, and I'm not even that big, but it's like the confidence is like decreasing. So yeah, when I maybe like 2020, I had to start losing. Oh, no, like last year, 2022, I had to start losing weight for medical reasons. Oh. Yeah, so it was only then, like I still look the same, but it's only then that I actually started like taking care of like what I was eating, mm-hmm. and like not just eating everything that I see, because unlike you, food is like my one joy in life. So it's like that's when I started to get confident in my body image and things like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like completely opposite. Yeah. Question: what is your shoe size? I'm just curious.
Oh, I am a size. I'm a size 7.
I have size 11.
And then
So you guys can always find your shoes in the store, yeah. And they have nice selection. Yeah, I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, you can say that, but when there are sales, we don't find ours. I don't find my shoes.
Even mine, even when there's no sale, they don't sell. Size 11 is like, it's like 11, 11.5. It's not.
My brother can't, like... Fine, yeah. Back in Nigeria, we used to stop shopping.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
We need more shoe sizes. So, moving on. Oh, you already talked about this. I'm going to move on to something else. What are the different ways that we try to build a good body image?
Oh, yeah. Different ways that we try to build a good body image.
Yeah.
Usually we go dieting, working out, working out too much, working out every day. I don't know. Unfortunately, sometimes we look at those who have the bodies that we want and see how they got it and how they got there and try to copy it and imitate it and hope that we also get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think from a more ideological, because those are like all physical things that we do. Mm-hmm. There's also the ideology kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where like, because I'm like chronically online. Mm-hmm. So like, there's these kind of movements like body positive positivity movements.
Yep.
There's the body neutrality movement, which I don't know if you know that.
I don't know.
It's like, so body positivity is like accepting the way that your body looks. Body neutrality is just accepting your body for its functions. Like, so you're not really looking at your shape or anything like that. It's just, I have kidneys that function. That's good. So like, you just feel neutral about the way that you're, like, you're only looking at how it functions. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then there's like outside validation, which you kind of talked about in the last episode of like being affirmed by how other people perceive you. Yeah. And then there's God. Like, I'm not, a lot of people don't turn to that. That's like a last resort for me. But like, yeah. So
yeah.
I kind of want to ask, like, do you have any experience like with any of these modes? I know you talked about working out and dieting.
Yeah.
But mean any of the other stuff, do you have experience?
Yeah, I do. I do. So I mean, now I work out and then I started watching I wouldn't say TikTok, but like Instagram.
Yeah.
And you see, the thing with me is I like swallow. I don't like to chew my food. I don't really like jollof that much.
Like rice.
I don't like something I have to chew unless it's meat.
No, that's why you don't like bread then.
Yeah. I don't like, and you know the funny thing, even when it's bread, guess what? I don't like to chew, but I like baguette, which is kind of like hard. Because to me it tastes nice, but it's not something I eat on a regular.
Yeah.
I like to, you know, swallow my food.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was watching all these videos and then they'll be weighing the food and stuff like that, I'm like, and counting calories.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is not for me, because I don't know how I'm going to count my eba. And I eat eba a lot. I'm sorry. No, I don't, you know, to most people, rice is your go-to food.
Yeah.
Eba is my go-to food. I can eat eba with any stew in the world. Yes. Yeah. Whether Ghanaian, whether Nigerian, as long as it's a stew or soup, and I can always have it with eba, it can never go wrong. So when I was watching all these things, I'm like, okay, this is not for me. So let me
add something.
Yeah. So I started doing like a little bit, like not so big eba, lot of stew. But you see, I don't naturally too. I don't really like food that much, and have a high metabolism.
Yeah.
And I want to keep my body. Like, at least maintain it. Because I hear comments that, oh, you have a nice body, so I want to maintain it.
Yeah.
So it's like me navigating all this. So there are times where I'm eating so much, but that's what I like. But now I'm like, oh, what if I start bloating? It's not like I bloat a lot. I don't. And then, and then I have to work out and all that. And then, you know, recently, somehow, most of the exercises that you see, like I see on Instagram, was like, building your lower body.
Yeah.
Look, I am upper body girl.
Mm.
I don't really, it's, my knees. Yeah, no.
Work like squats.
At a point, I felt pressure to be doing squats.
More like burpees.
And hip thrust.
Me too.
Yeah. I felt pressured. Yeah, I would,
Like,
it was painful.
The feeling that you get from doing an upper body workout, it's just different.
Yes.
Like, after I do lower body, like, my knees are hurting. I mean, I'm probably not doing it right, but like, it just doesn't feel as good.
No. And I eventually, my favorite exercise actually is deadlifts.
I really, really love deadlift. And I, and but I started doing it because I like the fact that I was becoming stronger, yeah. And I like that. But then I was seeing all these hip, what do you call it? I can't do hip thrusts. I don't like to do, what do you call it? What's it?
It's a pull up.
No, squats. The squat, yeah, squats. Squats with a bar.
A bar.
Yeah, I no. And I think that people thought I had my body because of that, and I'm like, no,
it's genetics.
No,
you do squat. I was doing squat in 2023, and I would only do one set. So four.
No,
would do four set. I do one just to say, oh, I did it.
Even at the point, I felt like, wait, am I not strong enough? Am I giving up too, like, easily? Like when I was exercising, trying to build a good body image, or not even build it, but maintain.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear the comment. I was here. Yeah.
I think one of the things I'm getting is the sense that like body image is something that's personal to you.
Yes.
Right? Because it's like, okay, I'm looking at social media or like mm-hmm. these different people, and these are what's working for them. But you can't really take those in
No.
Because you're a completely different person, yes. Right? Like the food reduction thing, that might work for me, but it's obviously not going to work for you, right?
No, so, not at all.
Yeah. Do you have any experience with like the body positivity movement or like body neutrality? I mean, it's the first time here.
So I wouldn't say it's an experience, but it was something that I sort of. There's a lot of things out there. Personally, I like to believe that there are so many things people are saying.
Yeah.
There's so many things that we are reading. And to me, that's a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Like when there's so much noise, what do you actually listen to really? Yeah. You end up listening to things that you're not supposed to listen to, and they end up doing things that you're not supposed to do, which is not good for your body. Mm. Look at yourself, really. Do you want to lose weight? Okay, you can go on that journey to lose weight. It's not instant. If you have to be consistent. Yeah, you're going to be consistent. Even if you feel you're not going to be consistent and you start, don't worry. It's little by little, you know. The gains don't just come. So if you are going to sit there and then listen to what someone is saying, please don't. No, like, so one of the issues I personally have, like, I wouldn't say, I think I do have it. Socially speaking, with like this whole idea of this body positivity and all that, it's yeah, be positive in your body. But what if you're very fat and it's not like you're very big and it's not healthy? At the end of the day, what should matter is that you should be healthy. I'm a Christian. My body needs to be healthy so that yeah. I can actually do what I'm supposed to do. So if you're doing things that are unhealthy, we know right from wrong. Yeah. So if you know you're eating too much something of that's not good. Come on, cut it out.
Yeah, I think it's like just an honesty thing.
Yes.
I know it's not easy for everybody to lose weight. Like it's very hard for
me to
lose weight. But it's like not beating, like what I take from body positivity is to not beat myself up when it's not working. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say that it's just a complete acceptance of whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's any part of your life.
Yeah.
Right? Not even body, right? My personality. Maybe there's aspects of my personality that are trash.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I can accept to a certain extent that, oh, this is always going to be like something that I have to work on.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that just because I'm accepting it, I'm not going
to
work on
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I think that's how we're supposed to be. You should stop listening to so much, not the noise. It's too much.
Yeah. And then like body neutrality, I didn't explain it that well because it's like, doesn't really make that much sense to me. I think it's just you're looking at these kind of ideological things to try and avoid taking active steps,
mm-hmm.
like to actually make change mm-hmm. in your life. And it doesn't have to be working out. It can be, okay, my body is fine, but I have body dysmorphia, right? So the way that I see myself is not how other people actually see me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are the practical steps that I need to take to overcome this yes. specific challenge, right? Instead of just being like, oh, I'm just going to be neutral about how I view myself, or I'm just going to be ultra positive on how I view myself.
Yeah.
I think I want to ask you, like, where do you think a good body image comes from? Like, yeah. It could be multiple things.
So, you know, we are made to believe that a good body image comes from society mm-hmm. because then what society deems should be.
Yeah.
Then would become the ideal
like shape.
Yeah, ideal shape, what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. like the standard.
Yeah, but then if you look, we go into the Bible. It says what? Again, I go back to his workmanship. We were born to look like this.
Yeah,
made this way. That's the reason God formed. See, he formed you in the womb before you actually came out. Like, the idea of you was already made.
Yeah.
So if you actually do believe in that and know that, I think most of the noise that you're hearing should not be, you know, it shouldn't be so much.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Me personally, the only thing I'm concerned about is making sure I do not do things that is going to make my life unhealthy.
Yeah.
I don't want to be prone to diseases, you know. That's my very much concern.
Yeah.
The rest is just...
like aesthetic.
Yeah. It's just... Yes, I work out because I like to see. I like now that I can see like my yeah. I can actually flex and see my. I like that. I like to see that. But in the next few years, if I'm not able to see that, I'll be like, okay, well, I guess.
I wish you had it at some point.
Yeah,
just document it really well now.
Yeah.
I agree. It's like you need to get a good foundation.
Yeah.
Like, good body image comes from, again, identity.
Yep.
Right. Like, you can't view yourself positively, like physically, if you don't have a good view of yourself. Like, mentally or spiritually or things like that. Yeah, I think it'd be the same for me. And then everything else is just building on top of that. So eating well, right? Not eating McDonald's every day.
Yeah, eating well, making sure you have enough rest.
And drinking enough water.
And exercising. At least you're not going to do anything wrong.
Yeah.
I used to learn.
Like mentally, taking care of yourself mentally
too. That's most important. I take care of myself mentally by meditating on the word of God. Because the devil is... We are in like the end times. The devil is always knocking, like trying to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how you strengthen yourself up there.
Well, I'll go on to the next question then. So what role does being a Christian play in developing a good body image? I know you kind of talked about this, but yeah, we could talk about this explicitly now.
Okay. So what role does Christianity
play in developing a good body image?
It plays a lot of role because in Christianity is where identity is rooted. So if our identity is rooted in Christianity, like what is the Bible saying about us? You know, how, our bodies are the temple of God. How are we supposed to treat it? So first of all, we understand that this is our body. This is a temple. This is where we worship, you know, where we used to worship the Lord.
Yeah.
So, and the Lord is holy. Yeah. So we have to treat it holy.
Yeah.
So there is like... But while we walk with the Lord and we read the Bible and all that, we will come to understand certain things. At the end of the day, I keep saying we are human beings and we know right from wrong. Yeah. Like, not just human beings, we are adults.
Human beings.
Yeah, adults, human beings know right from wrong. And even without the Bible, when we are doing something wrong to our body, we know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now coming to like being a Christian and now walking with according to the word of God, we know what to not do and what to do with our bodies.
Yeah. So would you say like Christianity kind of sets the guidelines for how you approach?
Yeah, okay. It does.
Yeah.
Christianity sets the guidelines for a lot of things.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well then, what are some scriptures where people like other than we are God's workmanship, like biblical examples or spiritual role models that have helped you on your journey with body confidence? What are these scriptures, any biblical examples or spiritual role models that have helped you on your journey with body image?
Let me see. So the Ruth and I, I wouldn't say Ruth and Naomi, that's for something else, but it was, I would say David. Yeah, David. King David in the Bible. So with me, aside the fact that I used to be skinny and all that, one of the things that sort of made me feel like I didn't have a body image was like being a sinner and not being able to go into the midst, the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was something that used to really like worry me, being of the world and all that. I didn't find myself worthy. Yeah, but I would say when King David prayed for a new heart, when he had committed that sin, and then he prayed for a new heart, and then he did not leave the side of God. And the thing is, he was still with God, even in times of trouble, he was with God and he prayed to the Lord. And then he received guidance, he received counseling, and received help. It's like God didn't leave him because he was, a sinner.
Yeah.
And then also, I talk about Rahab a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I do talk about her a lot because she was like a prostitute.
Yeah.
She was like bottom, very, very.
Yeah.
Like, she was not someone you would ever say would be in the lineage of Christ.
Yeah.
But she was. And then Mary Magdalene. Yeah. These are people. These are people that I would say they were people that went through certain things that I wouldn't say I am going through, but then they give me hope.
Yeah.
Like they give me the hope that I've not fallen so far from grace that I won't be this holy. God will not listen to me when I pray.
Yeah.
Because trust me, when you're a sinner, the devil tells you that when you pray, God's
like,
not gonna
no matter what you do, yeah. God is not gonna be, yeah.
And God is not gonna be there no matter what you do and all that. Yeah. So yeah. And then also like there's this passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, and then 2 Corinthians chapter 4-5. That's talking about our confidence coming from the Lord, yeah. And all that. Which kind of gives me confidence. And also, I think I mentioned this Bible verse. We are saved unto good works.
Yeah.
That is like, I'm not going to lie to you. That was one thing when I didn't just read it. When I read and understood it.
Yeah.
It kind of gave me not just hope, but then it made me believe in myself that I'm not thrown away. I'm not this thing that's, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I am saved, and I am saved unto good works. I just need to walk diligently with the Lord.
Yeah.
And I will be producing the fruit of good works.
Yeah.
That it's be seen, you know, that I'm walking with Christ. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, like, kind of the people that you listen, I think one that fits there really well is Paul, right? The murderer, like, same as David, like, murderer to very close to God, pipeline is strong. But, like, especially what he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, which is, my grace is sufficient for you, is what God is saying,
okay.
Right? For your power is made perfect in my weakness.
Yeah.
That for me, it's just like, okay, like no matter how far I fall, even like physically, right? No matter how far I fall away from God, if I'm giving him room, any room in my life, right? Even if my life is full of weaknesses, he can still make something beautiful out of it.
Yep.
Like having that kind of perspective really helps. And then obviously I use this verse a lot. It's 2 Samuel 22:20, which is, he rescued me because he delighted in me, right? It's not he rescued me because he thought, oh, she's going to be like a president or because she was really beautiful. It's just he delighted in me. And he doesn't specify why he delights in us, right? But like it just gives me hope that no matter what it is I'm doing, God still sees something in me. Right, so I don't have to like beat myself down or stay down when the devil is coming, right? Because God has found something valuable within me. Yeah. I think for our last question for the day, it's kind of what we did in the first episode, but what are some tips that you have for somebody, right, to be able to develop a good body image?
Tips to be able to develop a good body image.
Yeah. It can be anything, spiritual, physical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, don't degrade yourself.
Mm.
Don't. It would come, the devil would come in your mind to make you feel down and all that.
Yeah.
And we would have to fight it. How? With the word of God.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, I had people say that, you know what, they've been reading the Bible and they are tired.
Yeah.
Then speak to someone.
Yeah.
Speak to like a,
like a pastor,
speak to a leader in church, speak to somebody. Yes, I get it. These ladies are very sensitive. So just speak to someone you trust. Me, I trust my pastor. Yeah. You might want to speak to, I like to speak to my mom. I don't know if you speak to your mom.
I do talk to my mom. Like an unpaid therapist.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, speak to the elderly. They will, and the the beautiful thing is that the thing is, you'll feel that you're not alone.
Yeah.
They will let you understand. Guess what? They probably even were going through worse when they, yeah. And at the end of the day, they would help you how to navigate it. And you speak to the Lord.
Yeah.
Jesus is like our friend, you know? He's not just our shepherd. Mm-hmm. He's our lover. He's our friend. He's our everything.
Yeah, he's your first husband.
Yes, our everything. Everything, just whisper it to him. No, he is. He is our first husband.
It's in the Bible, isn't it?
Yeah, he is our everything, really. I whisper to me, this is like my putty.
Yeah.
Like my putty, like every small thing. Sometimes it's maybe college. Like I'm like, Jesus, this. This is a feeling like this. Jesus, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything. So if you're feeling like that, you speak to Jesus. Trust me, he'll give you that confidence you need. Especially when you want to enter a room and you actually feel. And the thing also is that the devil comes after our mind.
Yeah.
Like the thing is, I keep saying, well, this is something I had to learn, and I still say it to myself, mm-hmm. like, it's our mind and our feeling. And I've come to understand that what we feel and what we think is not what it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are seeing yourself to be like this. You are feeling that you're like this. Yeah. It's not the truth. It's really not the truth. The truth is in the word of God.
Yeah.
So you go to the truth and read it.
Because we can understand it, like, especially when you're talking about not degrading yourself,
mm-hmm.
you can feel that, okay, when you're doing it to other people, you know it's bad.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, when you're doing it to yourself, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I was listening to a pastor. He said God told him one day that if he spoke to his wife the way that he spoke to himself, he would be called an abuser. And it's like, you just need to be very conscious of the way, like, the devil doesn't come after you physically a lot of the time. It's like, okay, you can throw a little bit of negative self-talk there, a little bit of, like, poor self-image there, and that weighs you down, like, more than you know it does.
Yes, yeah, that is really, really true. Yeah.
And then the second thing that you said is, like, reading the Bible is not always enough.
Yep.
Right? Like, you need to actually think about it. You need to talk about it, talk to God about it, talk to other people about it, like, even I'm taking, like, a class on Samson, right? And I'm reading the Bible and, like, actually thinking, okay, this is the way that the people are depicted. This is what they might be thinking in these moments, and learning from those things, right? Instead of just reading it and then just to tick off another thing on my schedule or something like that, right? So, like, actually being intentional with how you interact with the Bible helps a lot.
Yes, yeah, that is very, very important. Like, being intentional.
Yeah.
Me, when I'm reading the Bible and I don't understand something, I try to read it, and then I try to meditate it, and still,
it's not,
I go to God. Actually, I go to a pastor. Mm. So there are parables of Jesus that I don't understand, even till now. I'm still talking to God. It's just recently that I think I got to understand one of the parables, one of them that I always had a problem with.
Yeah.
So you pray, because he's the one that gives you understanding.
Yeah.
Like, God, I don't understand this.
Yeah.
It's going to come to you. See, gonna come to you, you're gonna smile.
And, like, keep going at it too, right?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I won't get something because I'm reading it in, like, NKJV, right? If you just try changing the translation, just something small like that, right? New revelations can come, right? But you just have to, like, explore.
Yeah.
Like, just take an exploratory, like, approach to the Bible is what I say, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm also a visual learner, so sometimes I'm like, okay, maybe I need to watch some Jesus movie. Let's watch this. Let's see. Or maybe some show on it, something that has to do with that.
Yeah. Or, like, even listening to somebody else talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a sermon on a specific parable or something like that.
Yep. That's true. Yeah.
So that is all that we have for our two episodes today. I'd like to end this episode with a little bit of prayer.
Okay.
So I'll just pray. I pray that as we all take the time. Give me 1 second. I pray that as we all take the time to talk and reflect on the things that we've heard in these episodes, that you, Lord, will give us a revelation of who we are in and through you. Guide us, strengthen us, Lord. And for those who are going through difficult times, comfort them, Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.